Now, we're here today with my good friend, Dom Ginsberg. He's going to introduce me to his lovely wife, Jennifer, which I don't think we've ever met. Have we, Jen?
No, we've never met. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Very nice to meet you.
Same here. Nice to meet you.
All right. Well, we just did a virtual real estate deal there. So, we're going to talk about Freebird. It's a residential brokerage firm focused on the exciting East Fort Lauderdale markets. I've known Don for 20-plus years. He's a native from Miami. He's lived in South Florida his entire life, except when we were in Gainesville, Don. Eat him up. He's a consummate real estate professional. He's been a developer. He's been a broker. He's been an advisor. He's an entrepreneur. He's been a business owner in real estate. One of the top 100 greater growth businesses, right, Don?
Yes.
See that? 30 years in the real estate industry. You and your family helped build out Westin in the 90s, right?
Yep. 90s in Westin, and then in the 2000s up in the Boca del Rey area with Toll Brothers. I built more homes and talked to more homeowners than I could care to remember.
Yeah, I don't care. I want to talk to Jennifer.
Hi.
So I know Jennifer loves real estate and interior design and marketing. Sorry, you've had to be married to a developer for 20 years. My wife's been married to me. What I say about that is that there's no interview when you go to heaven. You just get straight in for being married to a
Thank goodness.
I know that you love living on Fort Lauderdale. You like the biking, the walking, the yoga, the dining, and the entertainment. I, of course, live in Edgewater where we got none of that.
convince me.
I've done a whole bunch of deals up there. I did the Ellington. I did the school board building. I did the 110 Tower. And you guys owe me a dollar because I also did that Publix. Let's talk about what's going on in Fort Lauderdale. You know, you guys are a new concept in residential brokerage. Tell me a little bit more about the reception your concepts have been getting and the traction that you've received.
Well, thank you for that nice introduction, Jim. It's great to be here. It's great to know you for as many years as we've known each other in real estate in South Florida. Our practice together has been on the commercial side, the brokerage side, the development side. And my wife and I, Jennifer and I, started a Freebird. We launched it this January. And it was launched on the idea that home buying and home selling should be a fun social event and not something that's like daunting or arduous and confusing. So we're here to make home buying fun. And we focus on the East Fort Lauderdale markets.
I think that's great. And, you know, I think that somebody should care because home buying's changing. My entry into this particular part of the marketplace has shown me that unlike commercial, where you tell people don't fall in love with real estate, here you tell them to fall in love with real estate. And while the process in commercial is brutal and long, the process in residential is fast and it makes your head spin. So tell me, Don, how are you helping people have fun while they make their biggest financial decision in their life?
I'm going to let Jennifer take that and speak a little bit how we talk about the lifestyle and understanding our home buyers.
Well, we want to get to know what is it that they're looking for in a home. Do they want to be walking distance to the beach? Do they want to be near Las Olas? Do they want a high rise? Do they want a low rise? Do they want single family, a townhome? We really try to get to know them and what their desires are and what their hobbies are and, you know, everything about them.
Yeah, we really drill down into, are you a dog walker? Do you want to walk the beach in the morning? Do you want that urban? Do I want to be able to walk to a Starbucks or another coffee joint? Go ahead.
There's all kinds of options in Fort Lauderdale. And what you do is you take the person's desires and you match them up with that. Tell me a little bit more about the what, if you will, about Freebird.
That's really the match.com. We're like a dating service for your home. When you go to a realtor's website, they're gonna have a bunch of drop downs. It's going to say how many beds and baths, how many square feet, and what type of home. We believe there is so much more to know. Do you want one that's already been redone? Do you want one to redo yourself and personalize? I personally may not want to live in a condo with 300 people. I may want to live in a boutique condo with 30 people. So you have to take the time to understand how they live so we can help them decide where to live.
Okay. And, you know, with all these different options in downtown Fort Lauderdale, it sounds to me like first thing you do is you take a look at the person And then how about what's going on right now in Fort Lauderdale? Tell me a little bit about that, because it's really changed, and a lot of people just know from Fort Lauderdale's downtown by driving down and seeing the ever-increasing skyline.
Yes. You know, and it's interesting that, Jim, your word of the week is strong, because East Fort Lauderdale is strong. It benefits from years of thoughtful planning. We have positive in-migration. It is a central location. I mean, I don't know. It's the center of the three counties. It has the beach. It has the airport. We'll talk later about arts and dining and entertainment options. The population has increased 34% from 2010 to 2020. So it's a good, healthy growth, but it's not overbuilt. It is really Fort Lauderdale's time to shine. Statistically, we have about 20 major projects under construction, totaling about 4,000 residential units, 600 hotel rooms, and almost 500,000 feet of office space.
You know, I think that that's a real important point to make, is the office space, because downtown Fort Lauderdale is actually one of the few areas in South Florida that's had significant positive job growth in the last decade. And I think that that, along with the increasingly attractive and housing stock with a variety of different price points, really makes it a wonderful place to live. I know that I was involved in one of the early projects in Victoria Park, the Ellington, that my friend Scott Brenner built with Mark Kopelman. And that really helped bring walkability to the neighborhood by actually putting townhomes next to shopping and your offices. Tell me a little bit about the marketplace that you focus on. What's the general range of the area you're talking about?
Well, we focus on anywhere from the beach to downtown, Flagler Village, Victoria Park, south of the river, Wild Manors, and any other new areas that are emerging.
Okay. Okay. And so it sounds to me like what you're doing is helping people find a lifestyle that they're going to want to experience, more than just a spot to hang your hat.
Right. I feel like I'm on vacation every time I drive to my house, to where we live. I love it.
That's
so cool. I see water, I see boats, I see people walking, they're being active. I love it.
Our friends in the suburbs during Corona stay at home were very jealous. Jennifer was walking every morning and posting boats and beach, and we were able to be out without going out. We weren't in bars and restaurants, but we were out living a very social, beautiful existence. And Jen is right. We've been East Fort Lauderdale almost 3 years, and we still feel like it's a new day every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's great. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to sell some cars. Then we're going to come back. And what I want to talk about is why people want to move to East Fort Lauderdale. We talked a little bit about it, but I want to talk about it a little bit more. So stick with us. We've got some great talk with the people that you need to call if you're going to be living in Fort Lauderdale. And we're going to talk about why you're probably going to want to move up there with Don and Jennifer Ginsburg right after this. They're Freebird Real Estate. And now I'm going to set myself free, and we're going to sell some cars. We'll be right back. We'll say hi to Tim Becker, who's watching. Don, say hi to Tim Becker.
Hey, Tim Becker. Go Gators.
See that? So, hey, and everybody, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar here in Miami. Down in Key West, well, they sell them all down in Key West. And in Gainesville, for Tim, well, they've got Audi up there. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. And they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, 72-hour exchange, which means you can drive your car for 3 days, decide if you like it. If you do, you keep it. If you don't, you don't. Everybody keeps their car. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Just loving life here. I'm talking to some good friends here on the show. We're doing all kinds of social media interaction. And I want to just say this. The theme today has been positive energy. We have some of the most positive people on. We have the Silver Knight Award winners. It doesn't get any better than that. With them, we talked about hope. We talked about positive things. We talked about solidarity and helping people that need help. Now I've got my good friends, Don and Jennifer Ginsburg on. See, yeah, you're trying to prompt me, but I had to swallow, Don. I can swallow, you know, occasionally. Don and Jennifer, we're talking about East Fort Lauderdale. It's going to be great. Why am I talking to all these people? Because I love helping people. I love putting out positive energy. And what am I doing now? I'm doing residential mortgages. I'm helping a lot of people liquefy their homes, pull some cash out, buy the home of their dreams, all kinds of great stuff. Commercial, we're doing hard money loans for a lot of my developers who need to bridge to the next cycle. So if I can help you with any real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I promise I'm going to listen, I'm going to care, and I'm going to work with you to make you have to help you have the best solution possible. So when you give me a call at 305-773-6300, you will find out something. You will find out that when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I'm with the founders of Freebird Real Estate from East Fort Lauderdale, Don and Jennifer Ginsburg. We're talking about why that's such a great place to live. We're talking about why you would work with them instead of the other brokers out there. And we're talking about why Fort Lauderdale. And let me just say this. There's a lot of realtors out there, a lot of people out there. The Ginsburgs are terrific because they care. The difference is you're going to interview a whole lot of realtors. When you interview the Ginsburgs, you're going to feel connected. You're going to feel their positive energy. And you're going to want to have them help you find your new lifestyle. Don and Jennifer, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate the kind words.
It's my pleasure. Let's talk about why Fort Lauderdale, Don. You know, you've developed and worked in markets all across the state of Florida. You moved to East Fort Lauderdale. Why did you choose East Fort Lauderdale?
Wow. That is true, Jim. And I grew up in Miami, and I lived in all these urban great places, Coconut Grove, up in Delray Beach when I worked with Toll Brothers. I lived off Atlantic Ave. So I've always loved the urban areas. Fort Lauderdale has it all. It's in the center of the three counties. It's easy to get to. The beach is close. The airport is close. Everything just seems to work. And then furthermore, Jen will tell you that there's never a shortage of something to do. And it's such a wide variety of free events, paid events, expensive events, fine dining, casual dining. There are so many options that you'll never run out of something to do. Jen, tell us what you love and what's going on at East Fort Lauderdale.
Well, first is the dining. There is just an array of options. You could either just have fast casual, or you could go to very fine dining. You could go anywhere on Las Olas. You can go more urban in Flagler Village. There's tons of shopping, either on the beach, on Las Olas, again in...
Coming from an expert.
Thanks, honey.
Sorry, I laughed over you. Sorry, that was just too good to. This is tremendous.
There's boutiques. There's, you know, locally owned. So we love the support our local businesses. There's also the arts. Parker Playhouse just underwent a $25 million renovation. The Broward Center for Performing Arts. Our kids love to see shows, and it's literally just a quick ride up the street from us, the Museum of Science and Discovery. And then there's free things such as the Fat Village Walk, which is
Art Walk, the last Saturday of every month in Fat Village, which is the heart of Flagler Village.
And then we have River Walk, which is on both sides of the new river. And there's restaurants, there's people walking their dogs, there's people exercising.
What's not to love?
It's really like a vacation.
How's the neighborhood for kids and families? What's it like for schools, stuff like that?
Well, the two biggest family areas are going to be Rio Vista, which is south of the river, and Coral Ridge, which is north of Sunrise, north of Galleria Mall. Both are blessed with good schools, A-rated elementary schools in both those neighborhoods. They're family neighborhoods. They have less through traffic. There is literally something for everyone. I had some statistics here that 37% of the East Fort Lauderdale population has kids. And ironically, 54% have dogs. Very dog-friendly area. So you have neighborhoods that are going to be more family-friendly with swing sets. And then we have urban grittier for more of the millennial group. And then you have everything in between, from a townhouse to a single family to a neighborhood that's walkable to food and beverage to a neighborhood that, you know, you need to get in the car to go somewhere.
Now, let's say you gave me a layup question, and I'm going to ask this for Kevin because he's just sitting there. He's wondering, though, how is the access from a public transportation standpoint? And people can get in and get out of that East Fort Lauderdale well. This is very important for the people that work there, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. We have right on Broward is the station. We have the Bright Line that takes you down to Miami or directly to West Palm. There's going to be some other stops added.
We have a bunch of scooters running around town, although I think with the
scooters.
That's on pause right now.
let's not go there. The
people have their own scooters.
Yes.
I've seen them around, but my favorites are the ones that are the corporate scooters, but somebody must have flipped the wire on them. They're out there. I'm watching them. It's hilarious. Yeah. I just don't want to hit anybody. You know, you've got to watch when you make a turn now, you got to do an extra look like that of making sure nobody comes. Or a pedestrian either. You know, I think that's a very important thing to mention about the neighborhood that you're talking about, is it's extraordinarily pedestrian friendly. And that's very important in today's world because people are coming out of the high rises and they're looking for places to go. So what you're going to offer them is a high rise amenities on the outside, but they can live in and control their environment, which I think is very important.
Plus, projecting
how much you love each other, which is also very important.
Thank you, Jim. We definitely enjoy the fact that we can go out, play, go to the Winterfest boat parade. We can go to art walks, art shows. They do three art shows on Las Olas every year. We can go do that. And in 5 minutes, whether it's a bicycle, a scooter, you're on your feet, or these golf carts that run around, you're back home. And so it's very, very exciting to be able to live in, as Jennifer says, an area where many people vacation is where we call home.
Yeah, but I think, and then this one's for Nina. I'm going to say this one for Nina. I think that one of the most important things that people forget, and it's in your neighborhoods that you cover, is that your area is extraordinarily accepting for all types of people. Okay. And I think that that's an important thing to mention is, and I don't want to use the word progressive because it's been tainted in our political discussion. Instead, I'll use a synonym for that. Fort Lauderdale's been very forward-looking in many things, from city planning to activities, to the acceptance of a wide variety of people. And all the neighborhoods are developing that way. Could you talk about the diversity of culture and people up there? How's that, Nina? Did I do okay? Thank you.
Jim, that is, and I'm glad you brought that up because you're absolutely right. We have urban locales. We have a beautiful neighborhood in Wilton Manors with some excellent dining and restaurants. We have a very progressive mayor. He's got his thumb on the pulse. He understands the people. Our commission is made up of, there's extreme diversity on the commission for the city of Fort Lauderdale. So we have a good representation and not even just in religion or ethnic or sexual orientation. We also are inclusive on price point. people think, oh, it's East Fort Lauderdale. It must be so expensive to live there. There are plenty of options. Tarpon River, Riverside, Middle River Terrace, these emerging 13th Street Quarter. There are so many pockets where there is still value. And quite frankly, good real estate investment where you can buy a home, fix it up, live there, and experience the growth. If you say that Victoria Park or Rio Vista is too expensive for you, well, then go to the next up-and-coming emerging neighborhood, and we will help you find that neighborhood.
You see, Don, and I think that's extraordinarily important because there's a lot of people, and for the young people that are here on the Silver Knight, I'm sorry that that Owen was off. One of the ways you can do with real estate investing, you can build yourself up equity, is by buying one of these homes or townhomes or duplex in one of these emerging neighborhoods, living there, and then helping other people in the community live with you and increase everything while still maintaining a diversified culture, which unfortunately Miami is moving away from because of gentrification. That's another thing you're going to want to think about on your thing, Kevin, is gentrification and the impacts of transportation on gentrification. We're kind of coming to the end of the show. I want to bring the Silver Knight Award winners back on. Can you make their mics live, Reagan? I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I want to get a last word from Nina. I want to thank you, Nina, for being on the show. Again, just for the people that may have tuned in late, what's the one thing that you took away from being a Silver Knight winner and participant?
I think it's definitely the sense of solidarity and the fact that there are people in our community that are willing to help and that are willing to promote causes that will benefit the entire community and people of all socioeconomic, racial, gender backgrounds.
I love you as just a third party person, not anything weird. You're just tremendous. Thank you for being such a ray of sunshine and hope. Kevin, help me make the world a better place. Talk to me.
I think that it's important to listen to those who have no voice. And I think it's important to amplify their voices and use the privilege that you have to make sure that you are able to make change and better the community for everybody in the community.
I love you. Like I said before, you guys can talk to me off air about what I might be able to do to help you self-actualize. And I promise to connect you to the highest level people I can, and also to the most common and normal people I can. Just everybody, we should come together. That's what these times are about. And thank you so much for bringing that message to the show. Lovebirds, you're up. Finish it off for me.
Lovebirds. Oh,
thank
like that.
You, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
We always enjoy talking with you, Jim. I will tell you that our ties in this community expand from business to personal, social, and philanthropic. Jim and I have known each other for years and years on committees. We give back to the University of Florida. We mentor students, which is why I love Nina and Kevin being here. I make this commitment that if any of you call us and we end up doing real estate together, we will make a donation to some charity that Jim tells us to, whether it's related to his wife, Vivian, and kidneys, or it's a local organization or a university. Call us. We care. We want to connect. We want to get to know you. We're not pushy salespeople, but we want to help you find a home in a neighborhood that fits how you want to live.
How do they get to you, Don? Actually, I think there are more people are going to want to get to Jennifer, but nevertheless.
The website and the
then go to livingfreebird.com, or my email is jennifer@livingfreebird.com.
Follow us on social media at Living Freebird. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Connect with us. Follow us. We host happy hours when the world is round again. We host a monthly happy hour on Las Solas. We do book signings. We do art events. We are social by nature, and we know that eventually we'll find you the right house. But let's not be pushy about it.
We're also very caring and loving people, which is very important in today's world. So I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to thank Nina, Kevin, and in absentia, Owen, for being on the show. I'm lobbying Lisa Paley to get me more Silver Knight Award winners so we can surround ourselves with the positive energy they bring. Remember, everybody, this is all about everybody else. It's not just about you. Go out there and wear your mask, please. I want to give a shout out to the first responders. I want to remind everybody we are South Florida's longest-running business talk show. I want to thank our sponsors, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, of course, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Most importantly, I'd like to thank you, my listener. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. Go to our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I'm all over the place. At Jim Fried, Fried on Business on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets between 5 and 7,000 unique visits every week. Join them there. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our webpage, Fried on Business, ASAP. Thanks to Regan. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for me next week on all the social platforms. Why? Because I just love doing this. We'll be on again Wednesday at noon. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. And I don't think I need to say that part to the Silver Knight Award winners. Take it away, Regan.